The next test for Democrats is Nevada, holds caucuses a week from today. There, it's essentially a two-person race. John Edwards, who came in second in Iowa and third in New Hampshire, is short on money, focusing his attention on South Carolina. That leaves Nevada to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, who'll campaign there all week long. NPR's Kerry Kahn has been following them around Las Vegas.
The line to get into Barack Obama's town hall meeting at Del Sol High School last night snaked through the expansive parking lot, out to the street and around the corner. Many had waited hours to see him, but by the time Obama arrived, it was clear not everyone was going to fit into the school's gym.
If you could not get in today, I don't want you to think that you are not precious to this campaign. We need you caucusing for us. We need you standing up for us.
Obama stood on an improvised stage and gave those who weren't getting in the Reader's Digest version of his familiar time for a change speech. Despite its brevity, Mary Amlin said the Obama speech got her to switch her allegiance from Hillary Clinton.
I have thought about it for a while and I've changed my mind. Yeah, right now.
Right now you changed your mind.
I changed my mind, and this is definitely right now why we have to do it.
This was Obama's first appearance in the state since placing second in New Hampshire. Mindful of Nevada's new prominence in the condensed primary season, Obama has been racking up endorsements here, from major labor unions to yesterday's nod from Arizona's Democratic governor.
And since I'm in Las Vegas, I just want you to know that I hit the jackpot. My bet is paying off because America is ready for change. They are responding all across this nation. They're ready for something new.
Talking for more than an hour and taking questions, Obama touched on everything from pulling the troops from Iraq to raising teacher salaries and demanding higher fuel standards from domestic cars.
There is nothing we cannot do. If you decide you want change, we will have change. Yes, we can.
The message was in Spanish, but the same at the Culinary Workers Union Hall across town where Obama formally picked up his endorsement from the prominent labor group.
Hey, we're going to show America that what happens in Vegas is not, it's not going to stay in Vegas anymore.
Obama stressed his experience as an organizer in Chicago and his humble working class roots. But the Illinois senator wasn't the only one trying to show a humbler side in Nevada. After canvassing a Latino neighborhood in North Las Vegas Thursday night, Hillary Clinton is now running ads in Nevada showing off her new softer side after that misty moment in New Hampshire.
Over the last week, I listened to you, and in the process, I found my own voice. You helped remind everyone that politics isn't a game.
Yesterday, Clinton showed off that new voice at a rally near Los Angeles. She proposed an economic stimulus package for the country and took questions at length from the audience about soaring energy costs, which the New York senator said would be fixed once she replaced the current occupants in the White House.
So we're not going to make progress on a lot of these tough issues until we realize that we've got to get the two oil men out of the White House and begin to change direction.
Clinton heads back to Nevada today with stops in Reno and Las Vegas. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Las Vegas.
This is NPR News.